Coming to you live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, November the 24th, 2020. So good to have you here. 2 days to go before Thanksgiving, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, this should come as no surprise, but a Chinese Communist Party-backed news outlet paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to get CCP propaganda published throughout the 2020 election cycle, including places like the LA Times and the Wall Street Journal. Number two, Joe Biden laughs off the idea that Republicans could make his life difficult when it comes to picking his cabinet or selecting federal judges. I don't think he's all there. Oh, hell, we know he's not all there. I mean, who are they trying to kid? This guy cannot dress himself in the morning. I can't wait until he starts dancing in front of reporters here with his boxers on. Number one, what exactly are the Democrats going to have to attack on the coronavirus pandemic next year, by the way? If Joe Biden is sworn in, provided he's cognizant enough to do that, can you imagine, just hold on a second, can you imagine the inauguration speech from the basement in Delaware? They're not going to have an inauguration on the steps of the Capitol. It's too dangerous. Coronavirus, you know, you can't have people together like that. So they're not going to have the inauguration on the steps of the Capitol like they did. Well, for every election, Ronald Reagan on the south steps of the Capitol. Before that, it was the north side. Doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, how are you going to have an inauguration with Joe Biden if he's too afraid of the coronavirus? Then what? Then what? It'll be in the basement somewhere. That's right, in the basement. Joe Biden will be hiding, taking the oath of office with a prompter. With a teleprompter. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. Maybe just whiteboards and his staff going, here, look here, read this. It's damn frightening, actually. You know, according to another brand new video I just found, another Harvard professor who was in front of Congress warning about the impact of big tech on elections, said that if Google was allowed to run wild, basically, by 2020, they could shift 15 million votes in the race for president from one candidate to the other. 15 million votes because they could influence people to vote in a way they might not otherwise, or to vote at all when they might otherwise just skip it. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. He warned, and he's got the algorithms, and he's got the tech, and he's got tens of thousands of pages of testimony. But when it comes to attacking the coronavirus, what are Democrats going to have to do? Regeneron has already been put into its testing phase. 300,000 doses available by January. Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, all of these other companies putting forth vaccines using a completely different process than has ever been used before, changing medicine probably forever to battle heart disease and diabetes and all sorts of other ailments that face mankind, all because of purely because of Operation Warp Speed, period. And yet big tech and all these other companies didn't want Donald Trump reelected, so they manipulated everything. And if you don't think that Google and Facebook and Twitter all manipulated and work in coordination together, then you're out of your mind. By the way, the latest contender for the best vaccine, I played this earlier, but you should hear it again. It is from AstraZeneca. The reason being is it's less expensive, can be stored at warm temperatures. The ones from Pfizer and Moderna had to be stored at extreme low temperatures, minus 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Ridiculously cold. That's Pfizer. Moderna was like minus 40, but still. The AstraZeneca product, which is shown to be 90% effective, 70% on the first round, 90% with the booster shot, up to 80 degrees. It's bite number one. Listen to this. Bite one. Go.
AstraZeneca reporting its vaccine found to be up to 90% effective in preventing infections without serious side effects in its late-stage clinical trials. This treatment also is said to be easier and cheaper to produce, and it does not need to be stored in ultra-cold temperatures. Joining me now, AstraZeneca Executive Vice President and President of the biopharmaceuticals business, Ruud Dobber. Ruud, good to see you this morning. When will AstraZeneca present this vaccine in front of our FDA for emergency use authorization?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. First of all, we are very pleased with the results we have disclosed today. So the next steps clearly are to share the results with the regulators in the UK as well as in Europe, but equally, of course, in the course of this week with the FDA.
With the FDA, so it's on its way. I want to go back to something that we just were on. This was just handed to me, and I want to make sure that we don't miss this. An English-language newspaper controlled by the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda department paid American media companies $2 million over just the last 6 months. China Daily paid the Wall Street Journal $85,000. The LA Times, $340,000. These are for advertising campaigns between May and October. That according to a disclosure that the propaganda mill filed this week with the Justice Department under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, under the FARA Act. China Daily also paid 400 Policy Magazine, $100,000. The Financial Times, which is from the UK, $223,000, $132,000. The Canadian outlet Globe and Mail paid several other companies $1.154 million for printing costs, including $110,000 for printing costs to the LA Times, $92,000 to the Houston Chronicle, $76,000 to the Boston Globe, $4.4 million total for printing, distribution, advertising, and administrative expenses over the past 6 months, according to the FARA filing. $4.4 million the Chinese Communist Party paid to influence you in the election in key places like Boston and Houston, Los Angeles, and elsewhere. China Daily paid the Washington Post, hear this, $4.6 million from late 2016 through October of 2019. That according to a disclosure in June. The Journal received $6 million for advertorials. That's propaganda, advertorials, advertisement editorials, advertorials. From 16 through April of 20. It's the Chinese Communist Party reaching right into your living room. Here's the thing. You need to ignore everything when it comes to social media and polling and people trying to influence your vote. Just go vote. Just go vote. Like you did, do it again next time around, and again and again and again. Never let them demoralize you. Never let them steal your vote. Never let them influence you into not going to vote. You vote. I insist on it. It's 14 after here on the Steve Gerber Show. I insist on it because you have to get the system right. Quick break. Back with David Kallman from the Great Lakes Justice Center right after this. If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself, and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113, wellconnectsaves.com. Get a Well Connect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees. They're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.